Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date's October 29th, 1953, and the title is Battle of Border Island. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Battle of Border Island. Lobo Cain was one of the worst outlaws and killers in the whole Southwest. Literally, his camp was situated within sight of the border rangers. But because of a technicality, contingent upon a bend in the border river, he was immune from arrest. For months, Lobo flaunted this immunity in the face of the law. But when he chose to tangle with the Cisco Kid, he made his big mistake. As our story opens, Lobo and his henchman, Cherokee Joe, are riding a trail on the north bank of the river.
Pleasantly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What are we stopping for, Lobo?
A couple hombres up ahead of us. One of them's taking a swim in the river. The other one's down the shade of that arroyo with the two horses.
Oh, yeah. I see him now. Second one's taking a siesta.
Looks like it. Hey, you know who that is, Joe?
Who?
It's that blasted Cisco Kid. And the one taking the siesta's a fat one. The one that always rides with him.
Maybe we better ride around him, Lobo.
Ride around him, nothing. I've been itching for a long time to tangle with that Cisco Kid. He's caused me plenty of trouble.
Well, now's your chance. You can gun him down while he's taking his swim.
Yeah, I could. But before I get Cisco, I want him to do some worrying. They say he sets a lot of store by that big horse of his. I'd like that horse myself, Joe.
Well?
Come on. We'll walk down into that arroyo quiet-like.
Yeah. What about the other horse?
No, not for me. That big one Cisco rides will be enough. Easy now. Let's not wake that hombre up. Be kind of a joke on him to open his eyes and find one horse gone.
Yeah. Cisco can't see over here from the river.
Now, blazes. That big horse sees us.
Well, he's laying his ears back. He don't like us neither. That hombre's waking up.
Come on. I'll get the horse, Joe. If that hombre opens his eyes, clip him one. Come here, you big devil.
Diablo, what'd you make the noise for? Matter me, who'd you hombre? Cisco!
What, do you no good to call for him?
Oh, you ornery cayuse. By thunder, I got you. Ain't gonna try to ride him now, Joe. I'll lead him out of here. Come on.
Sure thought for a minute that horse was gonna let you have it with them 4 feet of his, Lobo.
Yeah, he's got spirit, this one. Gonna be good sport to break him for my own use. All right, Cisco. Now we'll see what you're gonna do about this.
Pancho, what was the matter with Diablo? Pancho! Pancho, wake up. Wake up.
Oh.
Sandro, he's been hurt. Pancho, Pancho!
Oh. Why the ground turn upside down, Cisco?
Lie still, amigo. You've been hit on the head and you are dizzy.
See, Cisco. Pancho, wake up. See two hombres, they take Diablo. Grandma study now, Cisco.
Mother mía, they stole Diablo. Come, I will help to your feet. Come on, Pancho. Get up.
Pancho, feel better now. We go get Diablo, Cisco, no?
We are going to get Diablo, Pancho. Did you get a good look at the two hombres?
Si, Cisco. One of them a big hombre, red hair, red mustache. And the other one is short and white and black hair and black eyes.
Bueno. There's a ranger station back at Border Town, a mile or so distance. We'll both ride on local. I want to find out who those hombres are, and I want to get my hands on the one who stole Diablo.
Howdy, Captain Alga.
Howdy, howdy.
Just thought I'd call around, Captain, to see if you had any further plans for rounding up Lobo Kane and his gang.
No, I haven't, Deputy, and if I had, I wouldn't be telling them to you. Twice before, I've taken you into my confidence about setting a trap for Lobo Kane, and each time he's got wind of it ahead of time. How?
Well, I don't know.
No, I don't know either, but I got my suspicions.
Hold over, hold over, hold over.
Gracias, Pancho.
Gracias, Lobo.
Buenos dias, Capitan.
Buenos dias,
Capitan. Howdy. Let me introduce myself. I am called Cisco Kid. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Yes, I know about you, Cisco.
Which way do you know about Cisco, Capitan?
As far as I'm concerned, he's all right, Pancho.
You think Cisco all right. Pancho thinks Cisco all right, too. So he all right, no?
At your convenience, Capitan, I would like to talk with you privately.
Good enough. The deputy here was just leaving.
Yeah, that's right. As far as I'm concerned now, I hope you never catch Lobo. Get up, man. Get up.
The deputy seems annoyed. I trust we did not interrupt.
You didn't, Cisco. Now, what do you want to see me about?
While I was taking a swim in the river, my horse Diablo was stolen. Pancho here was taking a siesta. He awoke in time to get a look at the hombres before he was knocked unconscious. A
big hombre with red hair and red mustache.
That would be Lobo Kane.
And the other hombre... short and white and black hair and black eyes.
That's Cherokee Joe. A couple of bad men. The worst along the border.
Where is their camp, Capitan?
It's on Border Island, 2 miles west of here. I'd certainly like to help you, Cisco. But if Lobo's got your horse on that island, there's nothing I can do.
But why not, Capitan?
Because United States law has no jurisdiction over Border Island. Even though the island's flanked on the north and south by the river, the main channel's on the north. And by international law, the main channel is the border.
What is the best approach to this island, Capitan?
The best approach is from the south, Cisco. The channel there's only about a foot deep, so you can ride right over easy. But Lobo keeps that approach mighty heavily guarded.
And the next best approach?
There's only one other, from the north. The river's deep there and the current's strong. You thinking of trying to get onto that island, Cisco?
Si, Capitan. Gracias for the information.
But I tell you, it's as much as your life's worth to try and get onto that island. Lobo would shoot you down as quick as he'd look at you.
I have no doubt. But he has Diablo, Capitan. And that is like having part of me. I am going to that island tonight.
Oh, oh, you coyote! Oh.
I'm going to try to ride that horse now, Lobo. Looks mighty mean to me.
Oh. Come here now.
Here, Cisco's the only one who can ride him.
We'll see about that. If you'll just hold still for a second. There we are.
Give him the spurs, Lobo.
Go on, Buck. Buck, you big devil.
Look out, Lobo. He's going to throw you. Better grab leather quick.
Hey!
He sure did throw you hard.
My thunder, I have a mind to shoot down that horse.
No, no, no. You can sell him, Lobo, if you don't want to keep him.
Maybe you're right. But I'll fix him good and proper first. Round him up, Joe, and put him in the little corral. A couple of days without food or water will change him.
Sure will, Lobo. I'll go round him up. Here comes that deputy sheriff.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Howdy, Lobo.
Howdy. Must be you got important word for me, deputy, to come here before dark.
Yeah, Lobo. I just wanted to tell you, likely to have a visit over here from the Cisco Kid.
How do you know?
Well, I don't know for sure, but Cisco and his partner rode up to the ranger station while I was talking with Elgar. He looked pretty mad about something, and he wanted to talk with Elgar privately.
Well, I got Cisco's horse.
Yeah, I figured you might have. Cisco and the other one was riding double.
Sure would suit me. If Cisco try to come onto this island, if he gets here, you'll never get away. We'll bury him right here on Border Island.
This is a good place right here, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco. Hold over now. It's not dark enough, Cisco.
It's plenty dark enough, amigo. Huh? Starlight makes it seem lighter, though.
The channel's too deep, Cisco.
Oh, I think I can swim the channel, Pancho.
But, Cisco,
Chico. You do not want me to go to that island.
Pancho and I can swim, Cisco, so Pancho and I can go, and if Pancho and I can go, who helps Cisco when Cisco get into the trouble?
I have no intention of getting into trouble if I can help it, Pancho. That is why I'm going to swim to the island from here, because I do not think they will have a guard posted on this side.
See, but I
will not think anyone can scale those high bluffs on this side of the island. Quieto, here comes someone, Pancho.
Quieto.
Hey, that's you, Cisco?
Si.
Whoa. Now, this is Elgar. I figured you'd be starting up from just about here. You'd better give up this idea, Cisco.
Pancho thinks so too, Senor Capitan.
It's just plain suicide for you to go onto that island.
Oh, I do not think so, Capitan. I value my life too much to take many chances with it.
Well, you sure are this time.
The point is, Capitan, if I made no effort to get Diablo back from that coyote, I would lose my self-respect for all time. So, hasta la vista. I'll see you both later.
Cisco, take the saddle rope, Capitan.
Yeah, he must be planning to lasso one of those stumps up on the bluff and pull himself up that way.
Uh-huh.
That's about the only chance he's got to get up on that bluff.
There goes Cisco into the water. And Pancho not like this. Cisco, do not get killed, please. Do not get killed, Cisco.
That's him, Joe. Cisco. He's swimming the river.
Yeah. Good thing I rode here to tell you about it, Lobo.
Yeah, there's times when you come in handy, Deputy. I guess you're in your pay.
By thunder, that Cisco's a good, strong swimmer to make headway against that current.
He's almost over here to the bluff.
How's he think he's going to get up here?
He's carrying a coil of rope around his shoulders. I can just make it out. The water gets shallow near the bluff. He can get a foot in and lasso one of these stumps.
That's just what he's going to do, Lobo.
I'll get him for you, Lobo, with his rifle.
No, wait. Let him get up here. I got another plan.
Hey, get back. Here comes the rope.
Yeah, you got that stump. Better let me gun him down, Lobo. They say he's a pretty rough hombre to handle.
I said I had a plan. Now shut up. He won't get rough. Not against a shotgun with a charge of number twos in it.
Here comes.
Get back, you hombres.
Come here. This is more of a climb than I thought it would be.
So far, so good.
No, not so good, Cisco. Get your hands up.
Get him up fast.
Si, you hombre is soon to have me well covered. But what I will do as you say. Well, buenas noches, deputy. Does the sheriff always pick such bandidos for officers of the law?
Shut up. Well, I better be getting back to border town, Lobo. If Cisco's partner's on the other side of the river, he might have heard that.
Yeah, go ahead, deputy. But you'll miss seeing the fun.
Well, I can't take no chances. But don't let Cisco off this island. Get up, everyone. Get up.
So, you are the hombre known as Lobo. I've heard of you and your gang of thieves.
Go ahead and talk while you get the chance, Cisco. Walk ahead of it with your hands in the air.
See?
You're going to dig your own grave here on this island, Cisco. And when you get it dug, I'm going to shoot you and roll you into it. Stop right here.
That is not a new idea, hombre. But one does not expect new ideas from a horse thief.
Sure, I got your horse, Cisco. No harm in telling you now. And I'm breaking him by not giving him any food or water.
Why, you low-down buzzard.
All right, that's enough of that talk.
Yeah, it sure is. Come on, Cisco. Grab that shovel and start digging your grave.
And so, under the guns of the outlaws, Cisco begins to dig his own grave. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Battle of Border Island. In order to get back his beloved horse Diablo, stolen by the outlaw Lobo Kane, Cisco swam the Border River at night, lassoed a stump high on the north bank of Border Island, and climbed hand over hand to solid ground, only to look into the gun muzzles of the waiting outlaws. Now, by order of the outlaw Lobo, Cisco is digging his own grave.
Come on, faster, faster.
Ah, the weather is warm, hombre. Much too warm for violent exercise.
5 minutes more, Cisco, and you won't be worrying about exercise or anything else.
If that is the case, then perhaps you would answer a question for me.
What question?
Where is my horse, Diablo?
He's in the corral out back of my camp, a little way south of here. That satisfy you?
Si.
All right, that's enough digging, Cisco. Anything more you want to say before I blast you down?
No, I think not. Just let me get one more shovel full of dirt so I can throw it in your face.
Don't have it, Lobo.
I can't see. That dirt's in my eyes.
I will take that shotgun.
I'll get him with his six gun.
No, you will not. Your aim is too hasty, hombre. Now I will get you with my fist. Now for you.
Hey, boys, over this way. Over.
I think I can get around those hombres by crawling through this brush to the corral.
Oh, bueno, that is Diablo. Sancho, those hombres are coming back this way. There'll be no time to saddle Diablo. Diablo! Yeah, if he can jump that corral fence. Diablo! Bueno, Diablo. Come on, come on. We'll come back for the saddle later, Diablo. For now, I must ride you bareback. Up, Diablo. Yeah, this way, get there. This way, come on, yeah. Back of the island. Oh. Up, Diablo, go. Yeah. Bullets are coming too close for comfort. You're going to have to jump, Diablo. Down in the river. It's a long jump. But you can make it if you jump far out. That's Diablo. Come on. Yeah. All right, now. Out. Jump. Easy, Diablo. Yeah. Bueno, Diablo. Let's swim for the shore.
Si, Pancho.
Here we go. I'm very much your lad.
I'm so glad to see you. I'm so glad to see you. I'm fine. I don't know what to do.
Gracias, Pancho. Tell me, what is the capitan?
He go back to border town, Cisco. We both hear you say Buenos noches to the deputy. And Senor Capitan go back to talk to the deputy.
I hope he does more than just talk to him. Pancho, we are going to border town too.
Huh?
And then we are going back to that island. I will not leave my saddle there for those coyotes to use.
So I can see something.
Just getting back, eh, Deputy?
What are you doing here in the sheriff's office, Captain?
Waiting to talk to you. Have a nice visit with Lobo on his island?
Well,
I... You're not going to deny that you were there, are you?
No, I ain't going to deny a thing. Get him up, Captain.
Oh, drawing on me, are you?
Yeah, and I ain't only going to draw on you. I'm going to kill you out in the cell block where there won't be so much noise. With the sheriff laid up sick, we're alone here now. Oh, the sun-blasted Cisco Kid again.
Don't quite know what to do you, Deputy?
Sure, I know what to do.
Mother of mia, what was that, Capitan?
Just the deputy going out through the window, Cisco.
Shall we get him for you?
No, let him go.
Get up!
I've got nothing definite on him yet. Just came over here to throw a little scare into him. I can tend to him later.
Cisco get back all right, Capitan.
Yeah, so I see.
Capitan, how would you like to clean up the nest of thieves on that island?
There's nothing I'd rather do, Cisco. But that island isn't under United States jurisdiction.
I understand, but if the main channel went to the south of the island would be within your jurisdiction, would it not?
Well, maybe it would, Cisco, but how are you going to change the main channel?
Very simple matter, Capitan. Have you dynamite available?
Oh, I begin to see. Yes, Cisco. Certainly we've got dynamite available.
Then the sooner we get started, the better. If you wish, Senor Capitan, you can attack before daylight.
Hey, Cisco swim the river again, Capitan, in planting it like this.
He just swam over to plant a big charge of dynamite under the high bluffs of that island.
Well?
I hope he can keep that dynamite dry.
Oh, Cisco, keep it dry, Capitan.
Yes, I guess he will. Keep shoveling, Pancho.
Pancho, shovel.
So you better get those horses back further, boys. We're about ready to set off the charge of dynamite on this side of the river.
Yes. All right, I'll ask you too much.
That's good enough, Pancho.
Easy. He comes, Cisco, now. Cisco!
Hey, Pancho. Charge is set under those bluffs. The fuse is lighted, Capitan. It's a long fuse. You better make this fuse a short one so the two blasts will go off close together.
Good, good, Cisco.
Let me have the knife, Pancho.
Hit the knife.
Make this fuse just about so long. Now we will attach it like that. Match, Capitan?
Yeah, right here, Cisco.
Gracias. Better shield the flame so anyone watching from the island will not see it. There. Now these two charges should dam up this channel and send the river into the channel on the south side of the island.
And there goes the fuse, Cisco.
Yep, she's caught hold. Come on, let's get out of here.
Sure.
I sure hope this works, Cisco.
So do I, Capitan. I want my saddle.
And Pancho, I think Cisco wants to talk with that Lobo hombre, no?
Si, Pancho, I do. Now, this should be far enough away, so... There goes the charge under the island bluffs.
Yes, and look. Look at that landslide coming down into the channel.
If it will only do the same on this side.
There she goes. It's working, Cisco. It's working. Look. The two blasts are damming up the whole channel.
We ride across on the dam, Cisco?
Hey, Pancho.
The river will have to flow on the south side of the island now.
Si, for long enough to accomplish our purpose. Come. Let us get over there before those banderos realize what has happened.
Come on, boys! Ride!
Hey, what in thunder was them explosions? You, deputy, what were they?
I don't know.
You just got here a little while ago. Come on, tell me.
Maybe he's fixing to cross you, Lobo.
Just what I was thinking.
No, no, honest, I'm on the level with you, boys. I told you why I come here. I had to. I gotta stick with you from now on.
Well, let's blame funny.
Hey, Lobo, the river's flowing into the south channel now.
What the?
Dynamite, that's what it was. You better get off this island, Lobo. That Cisco kid's cooking up something.
Yeah, but look at that water. It's flooding right in there.
Yeah, devil, get down! Yahoo! Right up down, boys!
It's Cisco and the Rangers. Open up on him, you hombre! Open up! I'll get you, Cisco, and this time I'll get you for keeps.
Not unless you are a better man than I think you are, hombre.
Come down, boys! Right him down!
First of all, I'll take that gun.
No, you won't.
Drop it. Drop that gun before I break your arm. There, that is better. Now we can fight without fists.
Give it to him, Cisco. Cisco, give it to him.
Pancho, go find my saddle over by the little corral.
Get out, Pancho. Over here, Pancho.
You, Cherokee Joe, get your hands off. Fire, come on. Rest of you men, throw down your guns. Quick, come on.
I'll kill you, Cisco.
Not while I can hit your jaw like this. Like this. And like that.
That's nice work, Cisco. Mighty nice.
I will say the same thing to you, Capitan. You rounded up these banderas very quickly.
Well, I guess we sure took them by surprise, Captain.
Well, if it isn't the deputy. What do you mean we took them by surprise?
Well, I figured you'd attack, so I come on ahead to kind of prepare the way for you.
Shut up before I lose my temper.
But look,
grab him, boys, and tie him up with the rest of these buzzards.
Here's your saddle, Cisco.
Bueno, Pancho, bueno. Well, I would say this mission has been a success, Capitan.
It certainly has. Just so you men will know the meaning of this, I'm putting you under arrest.
You can't arrest us on this island, Captain. It ain't legal.
Pancho thinks you take another guess, hombre.
It isn't legal, eh? Take a look at that river channel now.
See, you are now standing on the soil of the United States, banderos. Before long, you will be in one of the jails of the United States. For good.
You know what Pancho thinks, Cisco?
What do you think, Pancho?
Pancho thinks maybe a good thing that bandido steal Diablo, no? Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
What sentence those hombres get in the prison?
They were sentenced to 99 years at hard labor, Pancho.
99 years?
Si. And that gang of robbers and murderers deserve every year of it.
Pancho thinks the judge should give them more years than this, Cisco.
More than 99?
Pancho thinks he should give them 199 jeers.
Oh, Pancho, you drive a hard bargain. You would make a good mule trader.
See, Pancho trade some mules once, Cisco.
You did trade mules?
See, Pancho trade the mules with Pancho's cousin in the low Porfirio.
Well, who got the best of the trade, Chico?
Porfirio get the best of the trade. Pancho get a very bad mule from Porfirio.
Well, then, why did you not trade the mules back again?
Oh, no, Cisco. Pancho not do this.
But why not? You say you got cheated.
Pancho do get cheated, Cisco. But if Pancho trade the mules back with Porfirio...
See?
Pancho get back his own mule. Pancho get cheated even worse.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Rate us on iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. And don't forget to check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Until the next show, have a great day. And again, thanks for listening.